The future of healthcare is in femtech. That's according to our next guest, Renita Doss with Frost & Sullivan, a global growth consulting and research firm. The term, which refers to female technology, was coined by the Danish entrepreneur Ida Tin, who founded Clue, a period and fertility tracking app for women that's taken off in recent years. And according to Doss, this sector involves everything from software, apps, diagnostic products, and tech services that work to improve women's health. And she says it's filling a need that's been ignored for too long. I spoke with her recently more about it, and she started by outlining just how broad femtech has come to be.
There are many companies that are building femtech products. For example, there's products that help to measure gestational diabetes for women who are pregnant. There are products that help for fertility tracking and ovulation for women who want to have babies. And the reason why this whole issue of femtech has grown is really because 90% of primary healthcare decision makers for their family and their friends are really women. And 80% of household healthcare expenditure and spending is done by women. Women account for 50% of global healthcare customers and primary caregivers for elderly and children, and they're more likely to use digital tools than men. So because of that, I think as an industry, we really need to focus on women.
And I want to talk more about what's behind this growth in a moment. But tell us first how much this sector is growing. Like, you look at the real numbers here. What's the dollar amount here?
So we're looking at a couple of billion dollars right now in spending that is going to happen in the next few years on healthcare products for women. I think the biggest strength of femtech really comes from the fact that so far this has been a very underserved area, and I see this as a tremendous growth opportunity that companies need to think about, not only just for women here in the US, but globally. If you actually think about it, it's only recently that we've started looking at women's diseases versus men's diseases. And if you look at women's diseases and men's diseases, things like autoimmune disease, they're three times more in women than men. Women have more depression and anxiety, two times more than men. If you look at arthritis and musculoskeletal disorders and orthopedic ailments, women have it 1.5 times more than men. And no one has really thought about this whole area. So it's only recently that companies have started thinking that we really need to be looking at products, gender-specific healthcare solutions, which is the need of the hour today.
So what do you think healthcare companies then need to do? What do they need to consider when it comes to addressing specifically women in healthcare? Like, are there accessibility or affordability issues we need to think about?
I think there's a lot of things we have to think about. We need to design products that are made for women and that are tested on women. Many of the clinical trials and studies are done where women represent a very minority portion of that. For example, if you look at drugs, women metabolize drugs completely differently to men. And yet, when you look at the labeling, there is just general labeling. There is no specific labeling for men's products versus women's products. So if I'm having a medicine where I need much less than what a man needs, but I'm taking the same dose as what a man is recommended, it has some implications on my body. I think the second big area that companies need to think about is product development and marketing. We really need to start thinking about how to design products that are more suitable for women and how to market it to them. Because women, as I said, look up the internet, they take more decisions, they take much more of a proactive role in all of these issues. And I think the future of women's health is in femtech, where we are looking at about $1 billion in funding between 2015 to 2018. Which is going to really disrupt the global healthcare marketplace.
Yeah. Are any of these companies, I know there are a lot of kind of startups in this realm, are any of them for women and being created by women?
Yes, there are. It's wonderful to actually see how many new companies that have come into the space recently that are creating products for women and by women. There's some amazing work that is going on in ovulation cycle tracking applications and fertility management. in infertility treatments. There's a lot of work that's going on in hormone treatments and also in cardiac care today. I mean, today, cardiovascular disease is much more a woman's disease than a man's disease, because women get it 1.3 times more than men, and we don't think about it. The other thing to think about is that 38% of women across the world suffer from some form of a chronic disease, and that accounts for 1/3 of female mortality. So there's a lot more that we need to do for women.
So what do you think is next? What areas of growth do you see for this industry going forward? As you say, this is the future of healthcare.
So I think one of the big areas today is how women need to deal with stress, sleep, exercise, eating healthy, and anxiety. And all of this I put into one bucket because it's all about wellness. And if this is not taken care of, all the other chronic diseases and other things happen. So I think this is an area that needs a lot of work. We need a lot of technology, and we need a lot of help and accessibility to make that happen, so that women can get access to all of these programs. And this is where the big growth opportunity is. I think the second area of growth opportunity is really female-specific management of chronic diseases. So whether it's managing hypertension or arthritis or autoimmune disease, we need it to become much more women-focused.
All right. Renita Das is a partner and Senior Vice President of Healthcare and Life Sciences at Frost & Sullivan. Renita, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Lauren.